District 1, Counselor Larry Lennington. District 2, Counselor Tom Sells.
Here.
District 3, Counselor Jim Nunez Jr.
Here.
District 4, Counselor Lisa Friend.
Here.
At large, Counselor Todd Schroeder.
Here.
Counsel, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any changes to the agenda you wish?
If you have received the properties from the county yet.
We just have that discussed.
Yeah.
Make motion, we approve the agenda.
Wait. Is there anybody out here that we can be able to add to the agenda before we? Okay.
Make motion, we approve the agenda.
Then moving secondly, we approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 5-0. First item on the agenda is a discussion concerning nuisance in our junkyard ordinance. Been in conversation with Councilman Lennington and with Meeks on this issue, and Larry has taken charge of this thing and done a lot of research and due diligence. And Larry, if you don't mind, I'll turn it over to you right now so you can come out and state the motivation and where we're at and what the action steps you would like to see taken.
Well, I walk a lot. I walk all over this town, and I've found at least 7 places that there's stored junk cars or junk. They look like junkyards, but they are junkyards. Of course, the worst one of mine is mine down in my district on Railroad Avenue and Northeast Street. That's terrible. So I got to thinking about, sure, we've got an ordinance against junkyards in the city. Well, it's sort of vague. So I talked to the mayor and I talked to Meeks about that. I did some research on about the old ordinances, and this one was in July of 64. It says that to establish a junkyard in the city of Winchester, you have to have a license. And nobody's ever asked these people for licenses. Says you have to come up here every year and get a license, and if we don't, we can fine you. So I don't know how the council wants to do it, but to me, put a junkyard in the city, that's sort of bad. It looks bad to us, it looks bad to the people who come here, it's bad to the neighborhood, it's bad to the property, people own property next to it. So to me, I think we just need to do something about it. And the first part would be the issue of the license. The second part is that we either going to have to tell them whatever, you know what I mean? We're just going to say what we want to do with that. But I don't know whether this man on the Railroad Avenue, whether he sells the junk or he just stores it. I don't know what to do with it. I know the guy. I'm just saying that. It's an eyesore. I've had 2 or 3 citizens come and tell me, ask me about it. So I've looked into it, and that's where we're at right now. So I don't know whether we need a new ordinance or whether we just go back to the ordinance we got that he has to come up here and get a license. Because if he don't, or he can't operate that junkyard without a license. What ordinance says? Nobody can.
What if it's not considered a junkyard that he sells up out of the city?
No, it's all. Junkyard is considered storing, not selling. It includes buying and selling, but if you store, and it's defined in the ordinance about, if you have more than 1 vehicle, that's an operating, that's a junkyard. But a junkyard could be anything. If you just store plastic, bags, cardboard, whatever, the definition of a junkyard is wide, and they all fit into the category of a junkyard. All 7. There's 7 locations, I think.
And then to answer your question, if it's not a junkyard, then it's a nuisance. Maybe you say it's either 1 or the other. So we had a discussion with Meeks on this issue last week, and I don't know, Meeks, if you're ready to interject anything into the conversation.
What you would do is have the police give them a warning and tell them to get their permit. It's only $25. You might want to think about your fees.
Is there any other entities signifying for what the junkyard is? Is there a fence that has to be put in?
As part of the orange too, it says it.
I think it was back in 19.
Is there a regulation in the ordinance?
Application. Applicants for such license shall remain writing. And then they come up here and you get two-thirds of the property owners within 1,000 feet. I thought, yes, there's a wall of fence here. It's 1.05.
You don't have that fence.
Two entrances, two exits, perimeter fence, non-transparent wall or fence or linkly steel wire or combination of those.
And according to what I understand, that is that he has to have two-thirds of the property owners within 1,000 feet of him approve where he came to submit for a license. So that way you're not, make sure he's done it.
He's two-thirds of the freeholders of our, by, this is 1965, and it would be anybody probably going on right now.
Next, is the zoning plan part of that?
I don't think this is a zoning issue because the residential, you cannot have it in a residential zoning, you have to have it in an M2.
Well, I just wondered because I knew Calera had formerly been there, you know, been a manufacturer.
There is a tree, I think, I don't know, I think that's the area I'm doing on.
It is, I believe, the proper zoning for that, but it goes back to a conversation we had the other day, was that in 1964, it was certainly not gentrified, it was a business operating down there, and that it didn't become anything until after there was a fire located there in the mid to late 80s or early 90s when that business built, and then they ended up relocating out in the industrial park on the end of Short Street. So this ordinance obviously predates that. I think maybe one of the arguments that would come back on enforcement on it is the fact that A, it has never been enforced before, and I don't know what kind of, if any, leeway that gives or any credibility that gives to that argument. I think there was also some discussion when we met together the other day at Meek's office to go through these ordinances, with the exception of the 1964 ordinance, because we did not want to modify that because of the fact that it goes back to such and such a date, predating most of these operations. And look at the language in them and make sure the language in them is what we want and what we need. I know that I've had lengthy conversations with Chief Burke on this issue on several various sites in town, and one of the things that we've been sitting down, and you can laugh at this all you want, is we've been sitting down and really working on establishing a very defined definition of what a fence is. Because we've seen in the past where wooden stockade fence has been just leaned up against the matter that's in the enclosed area, and then that I guess by definition could be considered a fence in a law sense of thing. So we've been looking at and developed some definitions and about three page definition of what a fence is. And how it's to be constructed and so forth that would have to be incorporated into nuisance ordinance or what have you to address this issue, trying to take away as much wiggle room on this as possible.
So in conclusion, where do we stand?
I think
that's going to say he has to have a license, you want to find 25 or the seven out there around.
Well, you can't find them. You have to give them a warning. The police will have to drive you a warning, even if they don't comply. To comply with the getting a license. Then you would cite them under the ordinance.
How many days do you have to give a warning?
Well, what do we usually do on these things?
Right.
What we usually do is like give them 3 weeks.
Now we got legal now.
On a warning.
On a warning.
have a junk car, what would you do?
2 weeks, 3 weeks?
72 hours for a junk vehicle right now.
Well, just junk in my yard, like we...
I just think it's important to also note that we have addressed this ordinance before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When we addressed it, it was in a residential area. It was grandfathered in. We explained to the owner at that time, said, you got to put a fence around it. And the fence that was put up there was not very stable. It was tin sheeting and it fell down probably within the next couple of weeks. You know, we've cited before and we have just, and right. But we've never done the licensing. I will say that much. So if that's the direction that the council wants to take, we can make sure to do the licensing. I would strongly look at the fee. It's a $25 fee back in 1964. I don't know what that would be comparable to today in 2015. I don't know. So
I like your way of thinking.
That might be something to consider. Also the fact that we have done everything we can. I've worked with the mayor's office, I've worked with Mo on trying to get a definition of a fence. So that's something that needs to be looked at as well. I've had people come up to me and complain about it too, and I explained to them that we've been down this road before, and if we're going to do it again, let's make sure we got some teeth to bite into it.
The other thing you need to take into consideration, and we had this discussion the other day, is that as you move forward, if the way the ordinance is structured, then an applicant for this comes before council and requests permission to do that. We need to have our protocols set and defined, and they need to be consistent, so that the way you deal with John Doe is the same way you deal with Mary Smith, the same way we deal with Fred Jones, you know, so that there can be no allegations of bias or prejudice brought forth, that we have defined steps that you have to take and defined procedures and policies that you have to follow go through. So we might want to be looking at that at the same time as we move forward with this, and making sure that once that first person comes up here with an application and presents it to city council, that you have a checklist that you go right down and say, did you do this? Did you do this? Does it do this? Does it do this? And then keep it consistent regardless of where it is, who it is, what it is, and then...
Because right now, the way it stands, they don't do none of this. They don't have the license. They don't have the fence up around the property. And that's in progress, too. But they have that fence. Two openings, two entrances, 15 feet wide, right out there. And it's not just a chain link fence. It's a covered fence. So it would be chain link with dark plastic or something. I do not know, but this can't be an open chain link fence. So they're not doing any of that. So they run them off.
Like what you did for us 3 years ago, you asked us to look at some of the ordinance before and to, and I was working at that particular time.
And you're on now, is that what you're
saying? No, on brush going over people's property.
Yeah.
And we looked at the ordinance to have it a little bit more defined.
Yes.
And we come up with you brought it to the city council. We all have the assignments of taking it, looking at it, adding to it. Then we give it to Minx, and Minx redid it as an amendment. And then we had something for our police department so they can guide it. So the next time, you know, I suggest we do the same thing as what you had us do 3 years ago.
Well, that's what we want you to do, is take a look at both of these ordinances. And we'd be a little bit hesitant on really getting into and changing the one that deals with the licensing.
No,
because of the date of that ordinance. And if you start changing it, there is no such animal as grandfathered.
Oh, that's good.
Everybody uses that term.
I stayed in a Holiday Inn Express the other night, and that came to me in a pit. There isn't such animal as grandfather. It is what it is, and I guess there's leeway that you can give because something pre-existed, but I don't think grandfathering is considered a legal status for that.
So?
So take a look at what you got, Phil, and recommend any changes to it. And in the meantime, I will forward what we've drafted as a definition of a fence, and it's about 3 pages long.
Yeah.
And
I have to close the loopholes. And you can all up yours, and they're 112, 02, 03, 04, 05.
Could Vicki get 4?
Vicki can get 4.
Sure. I got it for me, or not me, Mo.
3 or 4, 3 or 5?
2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, 112, 02, 02, 03, 04, 05.
And 06 and 07 can be taken out because it's taken care of by state statute anyway.
Okay, any other discussion on this issue? I want to thank you both for bringing this up.
They're just an eyesore.
Yeah,
it looks so bad.
Okay, the next item you have on your agenda.
If I may, I used to live on Northeast Street, and we complained about that years ago. And this might help you out a little bit. We complained about all the vehicles sitting with no license plates and stuff like that. Well, I think it came to City Council at the time. Now, this was years ago. And he proved that it was a business, and as a business, he didn't need license plates on them vehicles. But I'm like, Mo, you do down there now. And maybe you ought to approach the danger aspect of it, because there's for cars on frames sitting on blocks and stuff. A little kid gets in there, he'll get killed. I mean, if something falls, it's just bad.
Well, his own grandkids are running back and forth.
Exactly. And the weeds are
if it is a business, it's obviously a business that's the part of the question is either a salvage yard, a wrecking yard, an impound lot, or a junkyard.
I think it's called Patterson Brothers.
And as such, you know, he's subject, they're subject, and it's not just that one. There's some on South Main, there's some on North Main, there's
Short Street.
There's some on Short Street. Yeah. I mean, there are different areas around town where they are. And they're all subject to rules. They're either an operating business or they're subject to nuisance ordinance. And either way, you know, if they're an operating business, that type of business, if it's a salvage yard, wrecking yard, impound lot, what have you, is subject to the existing ordinance. And I guess the consensus was when we sat down is that I guess they just caught a break on the fact that we've never enacted the permitting process. Now we're looking at it and saying, let's get and go forward with the permitting process. And we'll take that and see what happens with it.
Mayor, do they have to be zoned business or a manufacturing, though, to have something like that, or a residential zoning? Does that say no right there?
Residential zoning does say no.
Okay. So some of the places you've looked at, are they all zoned manufacturing?
Some of them are residential.
Okay.
Some of them are all residential.
Well, the one on South Main, the one on North Main, and the one on East are zoned, I think, properly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's one on Richmond Street, Short Street, and the one on Kim Drive is zoned properly, too. So,
there's four of them zoned residential.
Yeah.
Four parts of it. It's just an aspect of it, because they still have to go what the ordinance says. You got to go license, you got to put a fence up. They're doing either one of them.
Yeah.
Because they're in the right zone or not. I mean, it's just, they're not following the law.
But if it's just 7, I mean, that's all that you can tell within the set limits, you know, why wouldn't it be a good idea to approach him or, you know, whoever in that district, you know, talk to your, to them and just, you know, talk about this, you know, the ordinance and stuff. You know, let's start out by communication instead of just here's the law and it, you know,
hammer getting ready to come down.
Yeah, it's something like that. I mean,
I'll let the mayor answer that. Well, let me just talk to this guy.
We have, as we've stated earlier, with some of these, not all, but with some of these, we have been in an ongoing difference of opinion for a number of years that has involved litigation. So they know that there is an issue there, that in some cases. Now, I can't say that's 100% true on everybody. I think that if we move forward with it in the manner that, that Meeks was proposing down there, and the first thing you do is you go out and you pass out a paper to these particular locations saying that according to this particular ordinance, you're in violation, that you require this, this, and this, and then give that a little bit of time to work, and then follow that up. If there's no action on their part, follow that up with a warning, and then give that the due process that that will run its course, and then if there's no action, then follow that up with a ticket, and then of course, deal with it.
You see, on my side, on District 3, my two that I know of, just by talking to the gentleman, they would, you know, he moves around his, and then he works on them, and then, you know, he sets them one in front of the other, and then it's always kind of neat. It's still a vehicle with a license plate on it, and it doesn't move but every 3 weeks or whatever, but he does move things around and to make it look proper. I mean, he's still in business. He's running that business. So him and his dad, you know, make it look good.
I mean, more than often. I mean,
I'm just saying, on my case.
And this is a person I don't know that we've necessarily ever talked to about this issue.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm putting myself in his place. If, you know, well, I didn't know, you know, it's best to communicate that way. Then it's just, like Tom says, bring the hammer down and then, you know, worry about it later. I just don't feel that way. I mean, I just feel, let's talk about it. And I'm glad that Mo found this kind of stuff.
What would you tell that guy? And he's going to get a license?
Well, you know, first of all, that we talked about that we have an ordinance, and like the mayor said, he might not even know that we have.
Jim,
he doesn't keep it into a law.
He is aware of it. He's produced documentation to me saying that he doesn't have to comply with it.
Okay. Yeah, we went through that with that guy.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I approach that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been peace and that Beeson Avenue too.
And then the other junkyard, well, that's taken care of because he's got a new building there and he's moving some of those cars around or behind.
The only thing I need to add here is, you know, the police will enforce it, but we need more help. We need more backing. So, because we're dealing with businesses, you know, we don't want to see businesses go under or anything like that. I mean, we want to help them out as much as we can as a city. But, you know, the police department is going to need some backing from the council and from the mayor's office to be able to address this. Because this is going to take more than just the police department.
All I'll say is, when you do your budget, put it in for more law enforcement. You will be going to court.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt in my mind. In your mind?
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just so you understand the ramifications.
This is an issue, there is. Well, he's all, you got
a back resolution without everything that we've done and have been doing to
make a
headway and make it walkable and attractive area that we can go through and clean up the streets and curbs and sidewalks and all sort of things, landscaping. It kind of flies in the face of that. And so it makes counterproductive to the efforts that we perform. But I think that this will not be an issue that you will bring to the table on day one and by day two have a remedy for. I think that based on past history, you're going to be looking at something that's certainly going to follow. Go after me, and it may go after my predecessor, whoever that is, because you dealt with one issue with one gentleman and it took 7 years.
It's still going on.
It's still going on.
You appealed the decision.
And that's been an official
system. Yeah, an appeal.
So, does that deal with ordinances, or does that deal with something else? Because I always have an ordinance, if you're an ordinance, isn't that not a...
This is not an ordinance, this would be something else, but it's the same gentleman.
I know, but I'm just saying, you're dealing with, whereas it says here they have to do this, you don't do this.
Basically, you're dealing...
How could he deal?
You're dealing with interpretation.
You live in America, huh?
I guess.
Come on, that's a...
Sir, if I'm driving down a road 90 mile an hour and get a ticket, I can feel it.
Absolutely.
Probably will still be guilty.
Probably still be guilty. If you have enough money, if you pay somebody, you go...
Whatever, we gotta start somewhere, whatever, however he wants to, I don't care. And if you need more help, I said the council should help you out, because it just ruins everything. And there's two really nice houses beside this junkyard.
Any other discussion? Look at this ordinance, and if you recommend any changes, we will forward you the copy that we developed so far as the definition of a fence, and the definition of a junkyard, and the definition of impound lot, the definition of a salvage yard, and the definition of a wrecking yard. The definition of what junk is, and the definition of what salvage is, and the definition of what all of them do, so... Okay. Next item on the agenda, the ordinance 2015-10, this is ordinance on the parking zone I'll get it right this time, on South Oak Street, from Carl Street heading south, about 45 foot. It's passed the first two readings, it's eligible for its third reading this tonight. What action does council want to do?
Can I ask a question? Can you, where is that on that neighborhood?
Pardon me?
Where is it on this neighborhood, where is it on this street?
If you're traveling...
Which, this picture?
It's South Carl Street.
It's right over there.
Right, okay.
Three feet there.
It's basically going from the corner to the drive.
Okay, you have the third reading in front of you, what's the wishes of the council?
Make a motion for the third and final reading.
Okay, the motion would be to suspend the rules and have the third and final reading by title only?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Is it really moved and seconded, and we suspend the rules? Well, you don't have to, I'm sorry, you don't have to suspend the rules, I messed up there. I'm all here.
Can we put that on the agenda?
So, the motion would be to have the third and final reading presented by title only. And is that second, so is there any question on that motion?
Are you gonna do it all?
All favor that motion signify by the usual sign. Oppose, same sign, motion carried, five oh.
Ordinance number 2015-10, ordinance for the city council of the city of Winchester, amending chapter 25, table 381, parking. Motion to approve.
Seconded, that we approve the third and final reading, ordinance 2015-10, is presented, any discussion?
Can I say something?
That's what we're here for.
I would still vote no on this, but I talked to Stacy Lewis today, he's the director of transportation for School Central. And he says that his bus drivers have more trouble on Carl Street than they do on Oak Street. Because then when they turn the corner of Oak Street, they're on Carl Street, because they park on both sides. He says there was a 15-foot, the yellow line, the yellow paint line was 15 feet long, and the bus had no problem. Put the no parking sign again, I say don't point at it, but that's just the way I feel about it, because I don't see where it's going on. Help nobody.
Tim, what is it from the corner? From any direction, any corner, how far is the yellow?
25 feet, 25 feet. On intersection.
Okay.
And that's, there's already a yellow line there.
From the apex.
From the apex.
It'd be 25.
From the apex, from the,
it's not from the rounded, it's where you, the lights, if it was not a rounded curve, it came back square. That's 25 foot back from both of us.
That's what they are now?
Should be. And since there's, when I investigated that, there's hardly any curve. It's all laid out, you couldn't tell, you could tell where the street department did paint, you know, around the curve and over that way. And since then, their business vans hasn't been there, it's been helping out since I talked to them.
Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second to approve ordinance 2018-10, the third and final reading.
Thank you.
That motion signified by your sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 3-2, ordinance 2018-10 is adopted.
Meats. Is there a fire for that day also?
Yes, there's a penalty period, so from the time that they.
I would.
Ready to discuss the budget? Let's try it again. Again, the expense for the budget will be the salaries. The council needs to make a decision on what you want to do.
Vicki, on that salary ordinance and that number that you had, you also included the number for the positions that we don't have filled currently.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And how much of that number is actually would be taken out of that?
Are you talking about
the how many positions do we currently have right now that we do not have filled?
We have
the two street guys would equal $103,000.
Two street guys, and we have one fireman, right?
No.
No.
I think there's an extra fire.
No.
No?
There's not? Okay.
No.
Thought we had an extra fire on the
bus. No, we have eight. You have to address that.
No. Two street positions,
two street.
The IT.
And the IT.
Right.
Just salary, which is about 16, 9.
Between the three, so actually we're only looking for a $9,000 increase if we do not fill those.
No, we're looking at $190,000 the way the ordinance reads today, and that would not include the two street positions nor the technology person.
I just asked you that question, you told me it did.
Well, I just lied then, because that does not.
Was that not the question I just asked?
Sorry, I didn't understand it that way, Todd. Right now, if you pass the ordinance tonight, it would be $190,000, and it would not include the additional two street laborers, nor would it include the technology position. Right. We'll get the salary ordinance up. Sorry, guys. Right.
Yeah.
And an ordinance board in there.
Yeah, and the ordinance.
But it is not.
As I visit that, and I could be well based on this stuff, but it seems to me that it does include this position.
The ordinance does, but the amount does not, Steve.
When I looked at the budget for the street department, the addition we were looking at up there, the difference between 1 year and next was $190,000, and that about $90,000, but that was somewhat less than that, but that was because of the two positions plus the additional money for paving.
Todd, the budget includes, the MDH budget includes it. Right now, we're just talking salary ordinance and what, that's all I, the salary ordinance, the positions that are in the salary ordinance right now, they're in there, but they've not been approved. They're in the budget of the MDH and they're in the budget of the general. But for the expense right now of the total of this, if you pass this ordinance to, if you would say we're going to put everything in that this ordinance here says tonight, the dollar and the certifications and the and everything right now with 33 full-time people, it would cost $190,000 to do that. It would not include, we're not talking about the street department budget that is wanting two more. We're not talking about that right now. I was just talking about the expense of the salary if you do the dollar plus the certifications and the other things. That's what I was talking about. We have advertised the MDH budget to include the actual budget for the MDH to include those, and we have advertised the general fund to include the position of the technology.
As I look, I guess I'm a little slow. You're going to have to show me that. I cannot see that being, that doesn't jive up with what I've looked at.
What would you like to start with? The general fund to see what's going, what's...
Let's look, with every instance with the general fund, with the exception, the fire department basically froze the operation budget.
Right.
The police department,
right,
for the most part, we've had a little bit of increase in there due to the radio.
Right.
But they basically froze their operation.
Mm-hmm.
So when I looked at the total dollar amount, mm-hmm, that both of those departments got, and this was not including the PER for Social Security, it was around $90,000. No, I think about $70,000. So when I looked at their budgets, I believe the total for the wastewater, the Winchester Police Department, and this doesn't include PERF, it doesn't include the insurance, the insurance would stay the same, but it doesn't include any unemployment, PERF, for Social Security. But the increase I saw, okay, in the budget for the police department came up to $42,588. And the increase I saw for the fire department, and that doesn't include, and that's it. And this one is assuming that they've got 23 volunteers. I saw the tables on those, and this doesn't include a program.
I've got the comparisons right here. Where do you want to start?
Yeah. But
Let's look at the bottom line on
the police budget. All right, here's the police.
Bottom line on the fire.
Okay, here's the police.
What the actual number is, is it going to hit everything else?
Hopefully, if it opens up. Okay. This is the police department. In the first column, if you'll look, is the 2015 actual budget for the police. The second column is the actual with the salary. Right there. Now, Chief Burr, you go ahead and go through your budget and explain what we've done, please.
Okay. 2016 comparison. Is there?
Everybody's like,
I'll scroll back down. I'll start at the top. If you look at salaries up there, the numbers that I wrote next to the right side of everything is the proposed for 2016 to include the dollar on the hour raise for base pay for patrolmen, and then the rank differential that was proposed, and
the dollar on top of that.
No, the dollars for the base pay of the officer, the base officer.
Okay.
Then you start increasing in pay because of the rank.
Right. Then your certifications is on top of
from that.
And then the certifications are listed down below.
That's right. This one's different than the other.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many certified, how far can you go on, how many are you asking your officers to have to be certified? 5, 6?
Well, see, that's where police is a little different, because we only do it according to what the need for the city is and the need for the department is. You know, we're not going to have 5 different firearms instructors. We don't need 5 instructors. We only need 1, you know, because we kind of work along with the sheriff's department and other agencies that we do joint training together. So they may provide their own firearm instructor. We'll provide ours and whatnot.
But did you say at the last meeting the maximum total would be $9,000? Can you say that?
If we go for the 5. He has 25 certifications that he would allow his men to get. And if you do those at the 500, then you're looking at the $9,000, correct?
He currently has 19 certifications.
All I know is he said, last meeting he said $9,000.
Right now, $9,000 right now.
Yeah.
Let's go right back up here.
And if we maxed out at 25, then that would be
$12,500. That's right.
Point to that.
It is the employee benefit. I'm trying to get on my own.
Specialty pay, yes.
Yeah.
So that's a difference of $7,300 from last year.
Right. And at the sides, then, was the difference in the total, you know, compared to 2015 to 2016. And that's where those figures we came up with them at.
Yeah.
Right there.
And it'll affect the pay as far as holiday pay, sick time, overtime, vacation, social security, Medicare, PERF, and the police pension.
Pension is 19.7.
Yeah.
Now, Chief, on one of the biggest things that we've heard through the city and everything else, and through all the other cities, is the drug problems that every town has and everything. On the certifications position, do you have everybody to qualify on the drug, all your officers to deal with drugs?
The certifications are for specialties. Like, I'm a taser instructor. Okay. I went to school for that, and I got a certification in that. There's other parts, like for the breath test operators, that's a skill that you just need to do part of your job. And that would be no different, Jim. It would be a skill to get continued education in drug interdiction or drug identification or domestic violence. You know, you're not going to actually get certified on that. You're just going to receive additional training. You get certified when you go to schools and you receive the special training for that, for accident reconstruction, a canine officer. You know, we're not all going to go to that, and that's where the specialty pay comes in, and it just gives an acknowledgement to those officers that hold that and have worked at holding that and have to continue with the education in order to hold those certifications.
But
But my question is that all of our officers on drugs is certified, all of our officers.
They've received additional training.
More like a CE certification versus a certification that you're like a CPR instructor.
Yes, sir.
It's more like a training qualification.
Continuing education, yes.
Yeah, continuing.
So what's everybody's consensus as far as the raises go? Right now it's proposed at $1.
I say 50 cents.
So I've talked to people and, you know, just that have talked to me about that newspaper article and about things. And then, and I've actually given them a copy of your thing that you gave, and I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but I did. And then I was told by a couple people to look back at the site that you put mentioned one day way back. And your city employees are not paid near as well as they are in other cities. I mean, comparable. I've got them all copied on here. I just did a copy and paste. But like Bern, I called somebody at the State House and said, what cities are comparable to us in population and demography as far as how many square miles the city is, blah, blah, blah. And they gave me several. And seriously, I'm as cheap as anybody else. Although I believe you've got really good people. I mean, my husband would say I'm cheap. But you've got really good people. I think the general population in Winchester, maybe not the bad people, I don't know who the bad people are, but you know what I mean. I mean, everybody has complaints, but my point is the citizens of Winchester really think your employees do a heck of a job.
I think.
And you've got some that are way underpaid.
I originally,
when I saw this, Steve, Mayor, I wasn't real sure $1 an hour. But when you look at this, I don't know how you raise a family on what you're asking people to work for. And I understand where Vicki's coming from, too. I completely do.
I'm looking at the revenue.
I understand that. And I agree with that. But I understand Todd's question, too. Because I went through here and I was asking, do you have an assistant park director? No. Well, mark $20,000 off the, take it off the 190, correct?
We don't have that appropriated in the budget.
Okay, so some of these that you handed out.
Lots of them aren't even in there.
Okay.
Yes, and we can go through that. No, those positions are not filled.
But they're not in your total budget.
I think the point that you make is valid. And one of the reasons why, you know, here again, I wanted to be in a position to where I can sit back and say, you know, and I made this statement before, is that I'm December 31st at 11:59. I'm not left out here. But I'm trying to make sure that we have something in place where we're going to have quality people in place who are not going to come here, start here, train here, and then start looking right away for another job. I was telling Mo the other day that we, not too long ago, we hired a policeman. He went to academy and young guy, and we thought, you know, here's a future for us. It probably wasn't 2 months later when chief come in and said he's on the short list for the state police position. You know, he's already looking for another job. We've had the same thing happen in the fire department with people who have come in, younger people, and been here and said, and then chief will come over and said, well, we might be hiring somebody else because so-and-so is looking for another job. And so, you know, we have a level of quality here that I'll stack up against anybody, with everybody in our that works for the city of Winchester, whether they work in the parks, whether they work in the street, whether they work in the wastewater, police or fire. There's a level of quality there. And at some point, you know, we need to recognize that quality. And, you know, I think we presented, you know, a number of budgets over the years. This is the 12th budget that has been presented. And there's always been questions and challenges on every budget that was thrown out there. And he did some radical things going forward to get us into a position where we were able to sustain and withstand the severe economic downturn and the impact of circuit breaker on this city. But, you know, sitting back and looking at the whole operation holistically, there were some areas where I cut till I cush into the boat. And looking forward to them, I'm saying, you know, to be able to sustain the quality, to be able to deal with the challenges that we're facing today as far as keeping our neighborhoods clean, keeping our streets clean, keeping our children safe, what have you, we need to start recognizing and keeping quality, and we also need to start recognizing that we need people. We can't expect to always be able to go out and find somebody to do a job at a part-time basis when the guy beside him is getting benefits and working, doing the very same thing you're doing. And the fact of the matter is that the other thing to come back and had a severe impact on us moving forward was the Affordable Health Care Act. You know, where with our part-time people, we're really limited on the amount of hours that we can work them and fall within the guidelines of the Affordable Health Care Act. So, you know, as you look at that moving forward, you know, we've taken a position here with the exception of those seasonal workers and those areas where park workers or what have you, that we're not even looking at part-time at all. We're not even recognizing part-time at all. We're putting in positions that are full-time, fully dedicated, fully functioning people for the city of Winchester. So when that disaster hits, God forbid, and we have to have the crews out working, plowing the snow out, getting the ice out, making the safe travel, tearing debris, doing what have you, we've got the people to do it. And that's what this is all about. That's simply what this is all about.
I took a different perspective than Missy did. I talked to some of the employees, and I was surprised that they're not all bubbly over them because they're not making enough money. But they, several of them said they'd just be really grateful that we give them a raise because that gives them recognition that they're doing a good job. And I don't see our turnover rates that high. You know, I don't know if Chief Burke could tell us that, but we don't lose a lot of policemen, do we? We don't lose a lot of firemen.
They're
good people, but I think they just want us to recognize they're doing a good job. Sure. And by giving them a raise, we won't recognize that. But my problem with this is that if it was an election year, if we were all going to sit here next year, and now all of a sudden it comes in and we're over budget and we've got to raise the taxes and all that stuff. And then it seems like we're spending somebody else's money. I think we need to raise.
We are.
Give them a raise now. I'm not saying not give them a raise, but just give them a raise. Maybe 50 cents, 60 cents, whatever we decide. And maybe cut down on the search a little bit of money. And then next year, give more money.
Why can't they take the dollar and go a 3-year term for the dollar, 40, 30, 30?
Mo,
have you thought about going line item on here and looking at some of the positions?
Yeah, we need to get this back under control right now. So we'll give guys a chance to input here in a little bit. But right now the conversation goes over here and I think the dialogue, you're the ones that are gonna have to vote on this up right now.
Yeah, I go back and say that I think that because God's not going to be here next year, Jim might not be here next year, whatever it is, there's going to be new people here, we have a new mayor. I just don't feel that we should put ourselves in a position that we might be over budget. So that is fine.
And you asked me that question the other day, and I'll answer it the same way I answered. I do not propose budgets that are going to put us in the jeopardy.
Well, I guarantee you this one won't be a balanced budget if you can do some fee raises.
And if you look at the trends of our tax revenue, if you look at the amount of money that's coming in through the PPRC, through the public tax increase credit,
Mo, I put that wage increase up. That's over the history. Missy, there's a history up here of what the increases for the employees have gotten that might be informative for everyone as well.
Do they have to raise this in last year?
I was just wondering, like, if there's some of these, like, okay, so is the $52,000 for a technology coordinator, is that in your 190?
Is that, no, it's in the budget. It's appropriated in the total budget, but it's not in that total that I gave for the expense of the salary ordinance. No.
I'm so confused.
It's very.
The expenses you gave for salary, just for the current employees. Yes, 33 full-time employees, just. It'll add.
Well, that was almost a suggestion.
Thanks, Angela.
Is that what I asked you for earlier?
Yep.
Thank you.
Well, let's just do it right here and we'll decide. What you guys have said sometimes over here, you said 75 of the certifications to two at a certain amount. What was that?
Mayor, can I interject something? Because our certifications are completely different.
I don't want to be as the raise.
Yes.
I'm going to give pause here to my department heads and let them close, you know, to answer your question about they try. Trust me, they try. I just have to.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah. So, you know, Chico's.
One of the bigger problems is future recruitment.
Right.
I mean, we used to have 5 to 8 people go out for every opening we had. The last 2 to 3 openings, we've had one person apply.
Someone did ask me, and I can't remember who it was, but they did ask if we had any type of a cadet service or something like that to bring in younger kids.
The answer is no, because the insurance prohibits it. It's too costly.
Just what?
Insurance.
Okay.
Well, it's always looking towards the future. The future recruitment is vital. I mean, we have a reserve program and we pretty much hire from within the reserve program. So, and you know, that's another area that needs to have increase as well. So, and right now, you know, we do a specialty pay right now, maxing out at 2 at $100 a piece. So $200 for a specialty pay.
But I'm not, I understand that, you know, from year to year, town to town, you're always going to, and here I don't want to bring in Saratoga, but you know, you can't compare, but even back then, you know, you always tried to struggle to keep them all and everything, and qualified guys, we made always sure that they always went to other cadets, and we hire qualified city people, you know. But every year, the young people take a look at a little bit bigger picture, being a state trooper instead of being a town police. You know, some of it's their dreams, you know. They start out, then they go in advance. It's like your doctors will start out low, and then they get their own practice, or a hospital give them their own practice.
Well, you know, the other thing is when we do a new hire, we do a 3-year commitment. They're here for at least 3 years.
Like under contract, I'm trying to let you get a little insight from the department.
They do it.
We're still arguing amongst ourselves.
But as you base your argument, I think it's not always a bad idea to base it on what you hear.
Well, let us come up with a consensus and then make a decision. I'd like to have a discussion up here for a little bit without having input from other people just right now.
Well, if you have a discussion, make sure your discussion is loud enough for everybody in the audience to hear.
Can I ask them how they think about their discussions?
Go ahead, Chris.
Keep in mind, speaking solely from the wastewater plant side, our certification and things like that are different the way the pay structure currently is.
But the way I understand it right now, Chris, what we're talking about in this pay increase does not include them.
No.
No.
It's just police, fire, and...
It is, because that is at the Board of Works.
You approved my salary, so you can't do that. You have to approve my salary.
Yeah.
It's in the salary ordinance. It has to be this discussion.
All right.
Yeah, it's in there. It has to be at this discussion.
Well, when we talked about it 2 weeks ago, it wasn't in here.
Yeah.
It's always in there.
The number.
The salary is in there.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Show him where the salary is.
This...
It's in there.
This is, I think, where we're at right now. We want to hold the certifications to two. At $200 a pop. Give a 75-cent raise. Exclude from that raise City Council and Board of Works.
City Council isn't included right now.
And we were talking it was last week.
Well, it's not now.
Okay.
And Board of Works is.
But that's what we were talking about.
So Todd, you're talking...
Anything in that ordinance, Todd, is included. The ordinance in front of you that's proposed, that is what you're discussing right now, to get the budgets off the ground, to see if we can, you know, to know where we're at.
And we have these 75 cents for...
And the Board of Works is included in that.
So that will not affect any of those.
So you're not exclusive is what the board is looking at.
Overall,
that's the exclusive.
Right.
So that's what, and I think the consensus is that we're all agreed with that.
We're okay with that.
That the exclusives.
What?
None of the ones council have recommended is...
That's what I'm working on right now.
Todd?
Yes.
You're talking two certifications, you're talking police department then, correct?
We are talking two certifications across the board.
Well, the last 3 years, we've had three at the fire department and an EMT, so we've had four.
You've had four?
For the last 15 years.
Well, since I'm here, I'm limited to three per year.
Three fire. Because the EMS is paid out of the ambulance non-emergency fund.
So if we did three, do we cover that?
You do three out of the fire budget and one out of the non-reverting fund, which is not in there.
Right.
We have to
just
we have to note those sections where those are.
But what you're saying is you're going to hold them at this year's level.
Right. Yes. Continue to hold them at where they're at now.
Yes. Certification.
That bump it to 200 as opposed to the 100 or the 150 or whatever. And the CDL as opposed to going up to 500 to go to the 200 because it's a certification.
There were 100.
Which is 10 cents an hour more.
The new ordinance is up there, Lisa.
It's going to be 200.
I am. I get your garden. And I think then in the next year, council can address the
other.
The rank of A is a captain.
A
think that's what needs to be in there, because it's sitting for somebody to try and prove that we're going to take more responsibility for that than the infrastructure. Yeah, I know, I'm hearing that.
It's right there, Bo, it's up on the, okay.
There is a difference.
Right, is that section 22?
Like a lieutenant for the fire department, section.
And that's what gives them the inspiration.
Yeah, that's $1,500.
Why are we paying for four smartphones? When the smartphone is used to be able to access the system.
They have to be able to access.
Well, why can't you just have one?
You gotta have that one.
One phone, that everybody carries on call?
You gotta have that one. You gotta.
I said that there's three guys who. No, I'm talking about his and another. I'm talking about him have his, yes. But there's no reason for the other guys to have their smartphones paid for if they're only on call one day. Why are we doing that? You have one phone.
Could you explain the reason for the smartphones for the employees of the wastewater treatment plant?
It is to allow them access to our SCADA system, which is allow any employee at any time to be able to access the system. An example will be, let's go back to when we had the rain earlier in the year. We had people at different places with our numbers. It allows us to leave the facility, be out in the facility, and still monitor what's happening at the plant.
How often does that happen this year, where everybody's had to access it at one time?
I don't know when people have been on and off. I've been on when other people have been on when we're sitting at home to help head off problems. You know, I don't know. It also allows a person some freedom when they're on call to be able to come and go. In the past, we've tried radios, we've tried pagers, we've tried passing things around. It doesn't work.
Why doesn't it?
That's a small fee. I'm not worried.
That's a lot. This is also another, this is the example where we use technology.
Is this in lieu of people to have some redundancy there?
It's a heck of a save.
Pam is tied up, so she gets called out.
Because we're set up the same way, and by having all that,
hey Chris,
any moment.
What's one item problem cost? How much would one item problem cost?
Well, pump, we just had to fix when the phone system went down. Where our total bill, it's not complete, came in, was close to $12,000.
$12,000, just on the last, okay. Just wanted to make sure what you're monitoring.
And it comes to the wastewater budget anyway, right?
So I think our concern, you can correct me if I'm wrong,
but what we're going to do is go for a minute. We're going to hold stable on the certifications, basically what we're going to have or what we have as far as the number of certifications, but we're bumping that number to 200. We're going to hold steady on the rank differential at this time, and we are going to hold steady on the closing allowance at this time.
And now I ask for a word of words.
Yeah, no word of words. And no, to raise the city council.
Okay, let me make sure you want to go along with the 75-cent raise. You want to hold the line on the service, on the amount of certifications that are in your eyes now.
By pump, to $200.
But they'll go from $100 to $200 per certification.
We're going to go to $200.
And there'll be no change in the rank differential, or there'll be no changes in the program.
That's correct.
Okay, I will draft an ordinance that will represent a raise for everybody from their current position of 75 cents, and we'll go from there.
That's correct.
Yes, we'll do that.
Yes.
Part-time or full-time?
Yes.
Both of them.
as for interim company.
I beg your pardon, what was the comment about the part-time? What are you doing with part-time?
Possible.
I would work on that a little bit first. What's the great thing that that has to be about?
Well, we've got the first reading for next, our next scheduled meeting, August 7th.
I will have that ready for you next Saturday.
I want them to advance tablets. So we have tablet up there in the advance.
They're not in yet.
Is there anything else to have a discussion on the subject right now? Council, is there anything else to discuss on the subject?
Hold on just a minute. What are we going to say? Is there a way to hire until 2015? So that.
I'm not going to say that.
No, me neither.
Well, I don't, we can't.
What you put in this act does not necessarily mean that the position has to be filled. Still, it's only there if you want to put it in there later down.
Position approved in this budget wouldn't go into effect on next year anyway.
Right.
That's correct.
And it's discretion of the department head whether or not, and the mayor, whether or not they have to implement.
But the funding has to be approved by the council.
Well, we're not there yet.
Funding, you can, there are considerable funding that can be approved, but the bottom line is that if the department head doesn't be like, well, we've had this before in the past.
Yeah, right. Because I'm not giving up to the position. But the position is still there.
Because I haven't given a raise to somebody who doesn't have a job yet. These are only people that are working here, so I'm totally standing.
There's nothing wrong with putting in there, because that's one thing we're asking for.
It's residential. I thought you lost it.
So that would be a frustration of the next administration.
Yeah.
As well as the technology? I'm just asking. As well as the technology, council?
I think the budget would be a 216.
Right.
Yeah.
Be a 216.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said the 2000, so as well as the technology person would not be in there until the next administration comes in. I mean, yes, we've appropriated it, and yes, it's there. I'm just asking. That it is appropriated now. Right. It's appropriated in 2016. No, it's not. Right. Right.
I do have one other thing that kind of involves budget. I would like to see, and I know I've talked to Mo, and he's expressed an interest in going around and seeing the different departments and doing walkthroughs of all the different departments. I've never done a walkthrough of all the facilities, and I would like to do that before I give a final okay on the budget this year. What do I need to do to ask that to be done? At any time? I can go to all the city facilities at any time.
Go through the city public facilities at any time. You cannot arbitrarily walk into somebody's house.
Can I get a notice to go through that, though?
You can request and you can set it up so it'll be on their schedule.
That's fine. Because I would like for the each department heads to be there when I do go through and do the walkthrough so that I can get, I mean, like we have a tile missing there, do we need to get something fixed there?
You'll like it. It's pretty amazing, some of ours. So
Lisa, I have an open door policy, so
okay. And done.
You know, whenever.
Okay. I was just under the impression. I was under the impression that some people were going to go, and if more of us showed up than just two, we had to have it as a public meeting.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure, if that is the case, that we get a public meeting established and set for what date, so that we can get it in the paper. That's what. I mean, if we do the public meeting, is anybody allowed to go?
Public meeting would be, but how many people are wearing the shirt of facilities?
I haven't been to all of them, but I'd like to.
I'm just saying, there's a case that there's
two of them in your park. You can't have two people going and then two other people go later. That's getting around, but if only two people want to go, you would not have a problem.
Okay.
Can they get seated?
Any questions on anything under old business?
It's the property of the county.
We were having that discussion prior to the meeting, and Casey wanted to give us a little more after that. The property that we...
I have to go check with John, but the redemption period ended. Maybe they told me on 14th. I thought it was last week. I don't know when the...
Well, you're the one that told me about 14th.
I only know that because I was talking to a county person, and they were talking about somebody going in and redeeming it last week. That's the only reason why I said that. I don't know. I'll have, maybe the people were in the week before. I don't know. I'll get an update. I'll let the mayor...
Okay, thanks.
So if you want to follow up, I'll...
You'll say yes.
I like to remember, I wasn't here at the last meeting for the, it was a quick meeting. On Fountain Park, I was detained at the hospital helping out a neighbor. And for last month's meeting, we had guest speaker Jim Martin that came in about the mowers and how we're keeping up with the mowing and all the maintenance, and how our maintenance guy's doing a real good job of keeping everything up to snuff. We also had Mr. Keen from Invested Agent Agreement with the bank talk about some of our investments and some of our poor investments and high investments, and we're doing okay. It's just like anything else, like anybody else's 401k or whatever is how you invest. And those are the monies that we have. We also had a couple other problems. We had some trees that went down. We had some stumps that need to be removed. And with the trees that we had, we asked for some monies from the city. And we're making a list of what we've already accomplished at the cemetery. And the mayor's right on his comments on the meeting that when the trees went down out there, our guys were already on it. And we thank you for the street department that wanted to come out there to help us, but we were already trying to stay a step ahead. And there was a very minimal damage, but we had the guys go out there and we had our tree service, J&J, and he come out there real quick and help us out keeping the lanes open. And with some of the monies that we had from the city, we're taking down the rest of the trees that was in jeopardy of falling. And so we're trying to keep all the properties, clean and all the debris off, and just trying to make a safe and sound cemetery that we can all be proud of. And then next week, or 2 weeks from now, have another meeting. But that's all in a nutshell.
Any questions on any of the old business? Yeah. We have the minutes of the previous session as an additional correction. I don't think the motion is accepted, Mr. Tennant.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. We approve the minutes as presented. Any discussion? All favor of the motion signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 5-0. Vicki, do you have anything to bring forward?
Oh, no. Just working on budgets.
Other concerns? Not you.
I'm not sure it's a concern, but...
State your name and address for the record.
Tom Shannon. 601 West Franklin.
Tom Shannon?
Okay. But I've lived in Randolph County all my life, and since 78 I've lived in Winchester, and I've run a business from 82 to 2002 in Brown County and Monroe County, and I never changed my address because this is such a great community. It's economical to live here, and I have nothing but accolades for all of your department heads with the services we receive. I've got no complaints. In fact, I get upset when I have a neighbor or someone else complain about it, because with what they've got to work with and what we receive, I don't think anybody's got to complain. And I just wanted to let everybody
That's good.
Thanks, Tom.
Just wanted to thank the street department and police department on helping with the luau. I wasn't here last week, so I'm trying to catch up. We really appreciated the park and the street department coming out and helping us make a luau a very special event. Hopefully we'll get bigger and better and more shade next year. That we won't hit 101 degrees. It was kind of odd. But everybody had a good time, and the Hawaiians are coming back.
Okay, we moved down to mayor report. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, board works meeting. Then later on that day, I'll be traveling to Greenfield, meeting with NDOT and the projects that we still have on the books, working on closing some of them out, and giving a status update on the Union Street project and so on and so forth. Wednesday, I'll be involved with Meek's conference call on a project we're working on. That'll be followed by a Randolph Ready Initiative meeting. That'll be followed by a trip back to Indianapolis, meeting with Mike and Daniel at Creek Ball and discussing some issues with him. Thursday, we'll be meeting with Christy Sturtz, who is the young lady who is helping us develop our stormwater application that we're working on to further remediate the Kim Perry Ditch, and Susie Ripley from Okra, and Clerk Treasurer Vicki Haney, and we'll be having a discussion on that on the stormwater project Friday, my monthly interview for Tiger Radio, so that's off the cuff, and it's usually, I'm sure it's very informative and entertaining. And the next week, the Development Commission will be meeting on Thursday, and then followed up by a Journey Home meeting. Just a real quick update, as you can see, the work is picking up speed on the Greenville project. All utilities are out of the way. Both 1, 2, and 3 are moving forward. The last report I gave, I think phase 3 was 40%. It's a little bit more than that now, but I look for the intensity of that to pick up. And now that they're able to go in and finish the curb and the sidewalk, and then with Brooks Brothers coming in to start working on filling in the extended roadways and doing some milling out there and getting ready to shift to the other side. If you looked at 32, you can see that it's starting to get an identity, and you can start to get a feel for what it's going to look like when it's finished, so it's going to be a tremendous asset for our community as well. I'm going to schedule an executive session at 6:30 on the 17th, a week just prior to our regular meeting, where we'll be discussing an economic development project.
Okay, so you have an executive session August 17th, right, at 6:30. And for economic development. Okay, thank you.
Do you think we could schedule one for like maybe 6:20?
I think you should.
And we can talk about the litigation.
Oh. Got that appeal.
Now, what do you okay? I'm gonna let
everybody know what's going on. 6:20
for the next meeting. We'll get you up there. We'll have an executive session 6:20 to discuss the tour.
Not a court.
We're doing it at 6:20, the executive session. Right?
We're a lawyer with advising.
The last thing that I forgot to tell you, this is just an intergovernmental thing, is that next Friday, I believe, is the
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be two events for those of you who follow the band, and they are worth following. They are a fantastic organization. Yeah. They really have a tremendous show.
Tom, my church was talking about it yesterday.
The conversation, and I'll finish it up, but the conversation we had is probably only in Indiana where you can get away with with having a band presentation like that.
Yeah.
You know, because of the religious overtones.
Oh, we had a complaint. You didn't have one.
Well, luckily your music followed sacred music. You get into the 1700s, that's about all there is. So, so with that, motion to adjourn.
One's not fast yet. Still got ways to go. Wrong way. It could be a whole